Santa Scoresi was born on the 6th of February, 1968, in Bari, Italy. Santa, from an early age, together with her older sister, Rosa Maria, were guided in a Christian way by her father, Piero, a police officer, and her mother, Angela d'Aquile, a housewife. She attended the parish of the Most Holy Redeemer and received the first sacraments, eventually developing a profound Marian devotion. She thus began her personal journey of spirituality, which led her to approach, in her time, various Catholic movements such as Focolarini, Missionaries of the Immaculate, Communion and Liberation, and Catholic Action. A recurring desire of hers is to always be luminous. Between one experience and another, there is the fatigue of a girl who studies and succeeds well in school because she is aware of the sacrifices that her parents had made in order to get her an education. But she also had learned to give her time to those in need, because at the age of 15, she volunteered for the Italian Red Cross, taking care of children with polio and with muscular dystrophy. Her high school classmates remember two significant episodes in particular. The first, when after a provocation from the philosophy professor on the non-existence of absolute truth, they see her get up and exclaim with decision and courage in front of the class, "For me, the absolute truth is God. He is the only certainty and the only absolute entity." Since 1984, she had joined the Militia of the Immaculate Conception at the Missionaries of the Immaculate Conception, and at the same time attends the Focolare movement. She often goes to the retirement home to visit the elderly alone, always never forgetting that Jesus is really there among the elderly. Through living the gospel and dedicating her life to the poor, she is driven to undertake a passionate search for her vocation. She begins to ask herself questions about her vocation. In particular, she wonders whether she is called to choose marriage or to consecrate herself to God, as well as showing some doubts about which Christian path, among many possible paths, she should choose. With so many commitments, it really remains a mystery to how she still managed to find time to study. Yet her university booklet speaks for itself, as she had only passed from medicine to pedagogy because she was in a hurry to dive into a profession with which to help those who suffer. She also began to write her spiritual diary, which was found with surprise only after her death. In it, one understands how for Santa, it was only God that matters, because he is truly the only one unshakable fixed point in the life of each of us. She wrote, "I have decided that I will dive into this adventure. I chose it because I feel loved, and because I know that mine is a love very small, but with which he was satisfied. I don't know what he will make me do, where he will send me, but I want to trust him completely." She was described as a dynamic, cheerful girl and full of ideas. Many had mentioned of how easy it was to socialize and share experiences with her. Everyone appreciates her for her simplicity and frankness, but also for her stubbornness. Santa does not neglect her duties as a daughter and a student, but always puts the personal and daily relationship with Jesus and the Heavenly Mother first, in fidelity to the Holy Mass, prayer, and the sacraments. All this even costs her some small family misunderstandings, but she is not discouraged. Starting in 1988, a young psychopath who accidentally heard her proclaim the Word of God during a celebration in the Cathedral of Bari falls in love with her and begins to follow her at every step. He persecutes her, provokes her, and even attacks her, sometimes arriving at an attempt of sexual violence to which Santa barely manages to escape. The young man manages to intercept her every move and threatens her with the words, "You will be mine," with letters, phone calls, obscene words, and recorded messages. He promises her more harm if she does not stop attending church and does not start a relationship with him. The young woman is forced to always be accompanied by someone during her outings, at a time when the crime of stalking was not prosecutable. Even though she fears for her life, she reiterates to her spiritual father, "If something should happen to me, remember that I have chosen God." Despite the precautions, in the late evening of Friday, March the 15th, 1991, on her way home from her meeting with the youth group of Catholic Action, she was attacked from behind the door by her stalker. Santa was found by her father, lying on the ground, unconscious, with 14 stab wounds in her body. She was then taken to the Bari Hospital, where she died in the early hours of March the 16th, 1991. Before the operation, speaking with difficulty to her sister, just like Saint Maria Goretti, she utters her last words of forgiveness for the murderer. Servant of God, Santa Scoresi, pray for us.